You show is ugly.
Fuck. You know, I didn't take my antidepressants. I usually do that before the show starts. Oh, God, I'm so horrible. I'm so fat. So fat. Positive self-talk. So I am going to participate in these Winnies that I was talking to Irina Slutsky about yesterday. It will be the first award show I've ever participated in because I hate them, as I've said recently, mostly, and a lot. So I got my grab bag person, my secret Santa, or whatever you call it. But I don't think I'm going to say who it is because I don't know if I'm supposed to. You know, I didn't want to spoil anybody's showgram of surprise or whatever. But it's... Let's just say this is a good match. It's definitely a good match for me, and I think you'll enjoy when you see the. I'll just give you a hint. It's very goddessy. That was a fucking cue, you goddamn fucking sound bullshit thing. I'll just give you a hint. It's goddessy. God damn it. The fuck. Ugh. Oh, I'm gonna sneeze. I don't think my keyboard was mapped. Let's do it now. Okay. Belly laps is 8. Braid laps is, lips is I. And, cunt cream is a K. Okay, there we go. What was I going to say? Anyway, so, Q. Okay. Okay. That's right. He was there. He also had no feet or toes. Well, I guess if you don't have feet, you're not going to have toes. That's fucking dumb. All right, let me see. What am I doing now? Okay, I forgot. Penis and vagina, clitoris and clit. Clit Doris. I have a clit and her name is Doris. Clit Doris, we call her. We call her Clit Doris. My clit, comma, Doris, Clit Doris. See, Adam Kirk wants an HV20 with a wide angle, 3 filters bag, etc., $9.95. I want the one in wide angle. That's the same camera I have, but I don't have no fucking wide angle for it. I'm still selling the HV10. I put it on Facebook, and I bet it got a bunch of replies, but I was too lazy to answer them. I suck. In case you hadn't noticed. I really do suck. Okay. What is this? Camera-mounted shotgun microphone. Oh, yeah. There's 2 different kinds of telephoto. No, one is a telephoto. One is a wide angle for big ears. $199. That is not. Adam, even though he's not listening, cannot get this whole kit for $9.99. 3 filters. Okay, Adam, you are wrong. Okay. Adam Kirk, that $9.95 does not include the wide angle. That is $199 extra. Okay, my vagina hurts like a forbidden piece of steak. Okay. I paid off my bill me later, which was stupid to use. Max Kaiser would kill me if he knew that. But, you know, I did one of those 6 months same as cash, and I did pay it off, which is why I'm fucking poor and bitchy. That's why I'm bitchy. Normally, I wouldn't be bitchy at all. Okay. Oh, you could use PayPal and B&H. Okay. Here's the deal. Somebody asked me, I think it was Justin, asked me What is your Amazon wish list update? Listen to me. I appreciate your desire to buy me a present, but I just can't deal with any more crap in my house. It was very kind of you, though. So, what I would really like is money. Now, I know it's tacky, and I know... I mean, I'm not saying you have to give me anything. Honestly, I bitch about it, but you don't have to. Because, trust me, when I need money, you're going to give it to me, okay? Because I'm not going to... If I find I'm in a situation where cash isn't coming in for a certain reason, then I'll just stop doing a show until people send me enough money so I can fucking live. I mean, that's just how it is. Which, you know, isn't as bad as it sounds. I mean, Tim from Distorted View does it. So, but anyway, that's not the case now. So, you know, if you have some extra money and you really feel compelled to give me something, you can. Otherwise, bottom line is I'd much rather have you feel guilty about it. You'll know I'm serious when I stop doing my show because I'm not getting money. I'm a retarded person. Like, anybody fucking cares. I fucking boycott my show every 2 fucking seconds. Am I recording on this thing? Make sure, because half the time I'm not. I fucked up with this new live is still kind of buggy, but it's already out of Bastard Beta. This is Beta 21 I'm using, which is the release candidate, the final release candidate. Yeah! Okay. My vagina is a rotten piece of steak. Oh, yes, it is. I was singing a song about my prolapse. Just kidding. La 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 la. This Hitachi drive, terabyte drive, is driving me fucking crazy. I really need somebody to help me with this because, okay. Can somebody please explain this? Please. Okay. I'm trying to clean my hard drive while I talk to you. Hard drive. Lipsy. Okay. Listen, Lipsy. What was I talking about? I forgot. The silent T's go on. They echo for all of eternities. Listen. So, oh my God, woman on Oprah lost 530 pounds without surgery. Oh, well, congratulations. I never gained 530 pounds in the first place. Where's my fucking Oprah show? Jesus Christ. You only get rewarded if you get fat and then lose it. Never mind, that's fucking stupid. You really need to all ignore me because I'm a fucking idiot. Seriously, I'm an idiot and a douche. Shriva Kadoosh, Shriva Kadoosh, Shriva Kadoosh, douche, douche, Shriva Kadoosh, Shriva Kadoosh, Shriva Kadoosh, douche, douche. Hi-ho, prolapsed. Never mind. All right, Shriva Kadoosh. Oh my God, I'm gone mentally, still, like it ever wasn't. Okay, I think if I hold down the option key, when I delete things, it doesn't fucking ask me that same goddamn question every fucking time. Oh, God damn, it doesn't fucking work. It says it's in use. It's not in fucking use. Okay. Listen, so this drive, this Hitachi drive, it seems to work fine with the backups. The problem is when you're not backing up, when it's idling, it loses, it disconnects from the Macintosh. It says, blah, 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 disconnected. Device has been disconnected unsafely. You may lose data. And then it immediately reconnects itself. Now, I can either go back to Best Buy, and they'll just give me a refund because I'm sure they won't have any more of these $2.99. Well, maybe they will. Maybe they just raised the price and they would still have to exchange it. But I suppose that's a possibility. But then again, I have 2 in a row that are wrong. I don't know. I don't know. I'm a little bit not sure because at first I changed the cable and that seemed to help because it comes with this real junky cable. And now... it's working. Yeah. It's working, Schmegma. But it's also not working. So I wondered if Yeah.
hideous.
I'm not playing that. That's fucking John Lesbian, because I don't know, I can't fucking stand him. Because I'm sorry, I don't care what people say. He is so fucking merry. And then he's like, you know, does those like soft homophobic jokes, like the kind of like a lot of comedians do, like the wink, wink, I hate fags joke, but I'm going to pretend I'm just making fun of feminists. Whatever. Let's see. Yeah. I want to play that Mr. Zichi song that he sent me yesterday because, and then I can dig my internet impressions, but I realized today that when I was previewing the show before I posted it yesterday, which I normally don't do, so I don't get too excited, I wasn't really paying attention, my mind wasn't there when I played the song, so I want to play it again, really listen to it. It's called, it's a live show that he said he recorded in Chicago in secret, even though everybody's British there. It's called A Friend, I don't know what it's called, I can't see it on my show thing. A Friend Like You, with the letter U. Okay, here it is and not. Note the tremendous number of negatives in that sentence. Fucking play.
With that lesbian strapped to my ears, I feel better. No tears, Madge Weinstein delivered me from you. With that lesbian strapped to my ears, I know I can conquer my fears, cause Madge Weinstein got me through. Excuse me.
Can you get me a beer? Can I get a beer?
And, excuse me, I think I'm in love.
What are you drinking? Charles, are you drinking? What are you drinking?
Rum and Coke. Yeah, give me a rum and Coke.
Sorry. I saw her at the Black Jewel. She reached over and grabbed that last tub of chocolate chip Haagen-Dazs. Said I wanted that. She said, hey.
Oh, I did it a fucking again. Totally missed it. Yeah, fuck. All right, well, thank you for that song. I'm sorry I missed the live performance, Mr. Zichi, truly. That was very kind of you, and I've enjoyed that very much. And, what is this from that cuckoo? Princess Cuckoo is sending me something here. What is this? Okay, so here's the deal. Ableton Live changed something very, very crucial, which is that, well, I'm not going to tell you, it's too hard to explain, but I had to, like, redo that thing. So anyway, here's Princess Cuckoo's clip. The fuck?
Bring it
the prisoner, Lieutenant Wilson.
Come on, you rat.
Any last words, Goonface?
You can lick my raw hemorrhoids, you fat pig.
Oh, ready, aim, fire!
Okay. Listen, Cuckoo, what I really need is, or anybody else for that matter, there was one clip I really need from Pink Flamingos, and I'm too lazy to pull it myself, even though, you know, like I'm going to rip the fucking CDs next Thursday, whatever. I need the clip. Sorry, I got a little bit of the schnant in my nose. I need the clip that says, how can a person be an egg carton? The whole Humpty Dumpty bit in the playpen I need. How can a person be an egg carton? How can a person be an egg? Well, he could walk and talk and all just like a person, only an egg. He was an egg, a little egg. Tell it to me again. That whole scene, I really need a MP3 of that. I'm kidding. Princess Cuckoo, maybe you could do something useful with yourself instead of masturbating to fat people on the internet. Okay, let's see. How do I know that? Lesbians know everything. And no, this is not a you spotted, you got a situation. I don't do that. Lips! Some background music. This person, Nick Star, is in such denial, okay? Nick Star is another former listener of this show. Nobody listens to it anymore except for you, whoever you are. But it's very interesting, but he's on Twitter. And everywhere he goes, he's shopping or he's buying a new Macintosh or he's at the Taco Bell writing letters. Seriously, it's hilarious. Maybe you can look at it. What is his Twitter thing? I can tell you his address on the Twitter. It's really funny. So it's just Nick Star with two R's. No space. But like, okay, so he's in Target. Let's see. Okay. He's got his laptop stolen. He wants a Drobo. No, that's not. If Drobo would add external USB drives like WHS, would I consider buying one? Why is it $500 for a Drobo without any drives? Question. Okay. Yeah, that's exaggerating. Whatever. Alright. But he said he's Blockbuster make minimum wage. Well, I guess it was a joke. Because I don't know how you buy like a Macintosh. What is it? Oh, I'm babbling it. Whatever. Poor Nick Star. Never mind. Sorry.
professional actress. I am a real person like yourself. I'm not here to sell you a product, but to give you some good consumer advice. Most of us are aware of our diminishing supply of natural resources. But did you know we are also running short on unnatural resources? Until recently, I, like so many of you, thought that surely there was enough plastic in the world to go around. Apparently, this is not true. You hear all this talk about saving trees. Well, trees can be grown. With plastics, you have to start from scratch. To say we are up a creek without a paddle will be truer than ever, since paddles are now made of polyvinyl chloride. Some of you may be saying, is this a real crisis or just something the plastics industry trumped up to raise the price of plastics? Well, I am sorry to be the one to tell you that this is a genuine synthetic crisis. If something isn't done, there could be a panic on plastics. Vinyl leopard skin will become an endangered synthetic. Greedy people will be hoarding things like baggies, rain bonnets, shower curtains, astroturf, spatulas, plastic toothpicks, parcheesi dice, and leisure suits. Tupperware parties will have to be shut down. Studies show that over two-thirds of game show gift items are made of some form of plastic. Let's make a deal, and one game show alone uses more plastic than the entire country of India has ever seen. If we don't stop squandering and start conserving our unnatural resources, there will be an end to civilization as we know it.
While treatment for a prolapse in the bladder and uterus are standard, the surgery to correct the prolapse of the back wall is revolutionary. It involves grafting a patch of collagen from pig intestine, rather than using a synthetic material that can cause more discomfort. Collagen encourages other tissues to grow into it and over the bulge in the vagina, pushing it upwards and away from where it was creating pressure on the rectum. The graft is like a trellis over which climbing plants grow. The benefit of this new material is that it does not reduce the size of the vagina. Synthetic proline meshes can leave the vaginal wall rigid, and there is a significant chance of eroding, which causes immense discomfort. Months on, Wendy can enjoy a full and active lifestyle.